It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to a Border Crossings special today. We've got not one, but two artists who will be joining us on the program in the next hour. First, we'd like to welcome several young ladies. Now, this is kind of an odd twist. Housewives, mothers, middle age, and they all of a sudden decide now's a good time to make a group. Sounds like a reality TV show, but actually, they call themselves The Misses. And they are together looking lovely, sounding wonderful, and they will join us and tell their story this hour here on Border Crossing. So join us for The Misses. Also coming up in the next hour, she's one of the hottest singers in country music right now. Recently won a Country Music Television Award, and she recently topped the charts as well with her country single. So stand by for Lauren Alaina, who will be joining us here as well this hour on our very special Border Crossings for today. I'm Larry London. Stay tuned. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Network.
You got the chess team playing clarinet. Well, I didn't fit any of that. Oh, no. Oh, no. You got the drill team and quarterbacks. You got your greases fixing Cadillacs. Well, I went driving down a different road, you know.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We've got some very lovely ladies with us, and they're joining us on the show today. It's a group known as the Misses, so we would like to welcome you guys to the Voice of America.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
It is it's great to have you. First of all, can you introduce yourselves? I know there are four with us today, so who's who?
I'm Andra, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Jenny, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Mandy. I sing and play guitar.
And I'm Larissa, keys and voice and vocals.
And so you guys have decided that you wanted to put together a group, and you formed this group a few years ago. I guess your first album came out in 2014 called Enough. And so since that time, it's all the same original members have stayed together. I read somewhere where there were like 9 members in your group at one point.
Well, now you're reading really far back. You do your homework, don't you? So, geez, when this started off, by the way, this was just a fun thing that I was into. This was more of a musical hobby, I guess, a book club that started off something that I was looking for music for my daughter. She was interested in playing the piano. She was 3 at the time. And it turned into more of an adventure for me with the drums. I fell in love with the drums, and then my best friend Jenny here, I called her up and I was like, "Hey, I want to pursue music," and I convinced her to pick up the bass, and she of course fell in love with it, and that's when we decided to kind of go down this path of forming a band, and the Misses formed. So the original band was more of a book club. There were like 9 of us, and it was just a bunch of moms getting together and learning instruments. Mm-hmm. And after that, whenever we decided to take this on and create something a little bit more serious and pursue it as a passion and a career, the Misses formed. And that was something that we're really excited about. And that's the song Enough that came out and hit the airways and hit charted the top 20s and even hit out our video came out and had millions of views. So that's something that we really kind of pursued and were after really kind of having a career.
Magic Mirror, I think, is what you're referring to, right? The song for the video Magic Mirror, which had 5 million views on YouTube?
That's correct.
And so, and you guys have been on stage, I'm reading, with groups like the band Perry and Snoop Dogg, 2 groups that have nothing in common with each other whatsoever, but yet you shared a stage with both. I mean, must be kind of interesting for you guys.
Well, everything's always interesting with the Misses. I mean, we do so many different things with different charities, different events. If it works with our message, we are usually a yes, and we will figure out a way to make it work. And those are both 2 amazing experiences that we had.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your music? I mean, what lane do you guys feel most comfortable in? Are you pop? Are you country? Or where do you fit? Where do you feel your music best fits? And I hate to do this because a lot of groups don't want to be labeled or put in a box. But, you know, just for us to understand where you guys are at.
Yeah, well, We like to say that we have a lot of different looks on our new album. There's a good variety of music, but we're pop rock with a bit of a retro vibe and, you know, soulful, meaningful lyrics that we want people to relate to.
Focus on a lot of harmonies in our music.
Mm-hmm.
So there were groups, I mean, obviously all female bands over the years. We know the Go-Go's, we know the Bangles. Who were your influences? Who inspired you guys?
Oh, we all have very different influences, but I think we all grew up the 80s, Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson. Like, me, myself, I was a big Nirvana fan.
Yeah. I'm a huge Pink fan.
Coldplay, One Republic, I would say stylistically influenced some of our songs in the new album.
Imagine Dragons, yeah.
Is the new album just about done? Are you guys ready to put the new album out yet? Because I know it's not out yet, or is it out?
Yes, it is out.
It is out already. And what is it called, the new album?
It's self-titled.
The Misses.
So, we have a lot of looks on the album. And we have everything from a flavor of you'll feel like you're at the beach to, you know, reggae vibes to hard rock, you know, so we have a lot of different looks on the I think if whatever you're wanting, whatever mood you're in, you can find it on our album. One of the songs we're really excited about that's coming out right now or that's on the album is Blink of an Eye.
Was Blink of an Eye. We've got the misses here on Border Crossings today, and you know, there seems to be, I'm reading a lot about empowerment. There's kind of a message behind what you do, that you have other message in your music besides I want to be pop stars. You guys want to send a message out to the young girls, the young fans, the audience who are finding you and discovering you and enjoying your music.
Before we write all of our songs, we always sit down and decide what are we trying to accomplish with this song? So, yeah, every single song has its own mission.
The first single that we released off the new album is called The Beast, and it was almost like an answer to Enough, kind of re-exploring that a little bit and telling people, or, you know, you have those parts of you inside of you that maybe you're not sure the world is ready for, the beast inside of you, and this song is all about letting that out and being proud of who you are and sharing that with the world.
It's great that you're doing this, and it's interesting that you're doing this now at this time, because most people who have a band that's a couple years old, they're, you know, 18, 20, And you guys aren't 18 and 20. You're much more seasoned. You're all gorgeous. I will say that. But it is kind of, you know, at this stage to have teenage kids and to just be entering a new career is kind of a challenge.
Well, one of our songs on our album is called Dare Me. And that is something that we want to encourage everyone, no matter what your age is, no matter where you are in your life, to take on those risks. Mm-hmm. And since day one, we've been told by many people in the industry that, you know, those doors are shutting for us, or they were shut, and we're kicking them down. We're telling them, hey, it's time, and dare us, because we're here. And we're making some music that we want you to hear. And we have some messages out there that we think are important, that are relevant, and that are out there for our kids and for other women like us that they want to hear.
I love that. I love that you're doing that.
Dare Me.
Yeah. That's fantastic. It's a great message. And you know, it's interesting when your kids are listening to music. How do you feel about the choices that they make? What's out there on the radio now? And you hear what's happening that's influencing your 16-year-olds or your 18-year-olds. I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, you've got the Musical.ly, you've got all the different choices out there from, you know, iTunes, Spotify, all radio stations, everything out there for them to listen to. And really, it's about making sure that whatever they're putting in their minds is what they can grab onto. And for us, it's about making sure that those messages are something that feels good for their everyday life. And, you know, people like Taylor Swift have been out there, and my girls, I have two daughters, and you know, I've been okay with that, you know, but then there's some other people that I'm not okay with, and it's about monitoring as a parent, you know. I mean, it's just about making sure that what's out there is, it's just like everything and what they have going on in their life. You know, you make sure that it's important that what they're putting in their minds and their souls is okay with you as a parent, and everybody's different. So
do they influence the music that you create and put on your albums? Do you guys all say to your kids, like, check this one out and listen to this, and what are your thoughts
absolutely, because we want them to like our music. That's one of the reasons why we do what we do. We want great lyrics, but also that our kids will dance to in the car. And so the stuff that they listen to, really, as far as the melodies and stuff, I think have a lot of influence on the things that we choose.
But I listen
to what my kids listen to, so.
Well, I think it's both. We spend a lot of time in the car with our kids, mm-hmm. and so it's important that we share the same likes and music and everything together, and we talk about music. We talk about what does that mean. I'm in New York. We went to see Wicked. We talked about what does that mean. Mm-hmm. What are the, you know, they're now, they downloaded the whole album. We're now listening to the songs. It's all of that. I think for us, one of the songs on the album, I know Jenny and I talk about this a lot, about Lullaby, which is a very important song on our album, talking about, you know, failures will define you. That's a message we want our children to learn about and hear about. And in that message, it's true for everyone, whether you're a mom, a child, but friend. it's in a friend. It's mm-hmm. in that moment that when you have those failures that it speaks to who you are as a person. Do you get up? Do you stay down? Who are you in that moment and when you're knocked down? And it's defining for everyone. And we want to speak to our children that way. And so that's why we write songs like this. So not only can we talk to them about that, but we can share our music and our rhythms and what we love.
What a beautiful song. It's the Misses. This is not a lullaby. And all the songs on your album, because the girls are here from the Misses in our studios, and the songs on your album are all originals that you guys have written, the four of you, collectively. Is that right?
Starting with the topic.
With
like
topics, yeah.
Like Larissa mentioned, and then we sit down around a table and hash it out.
Yeah, and it's literally every single word. We like to say, we like that, but could we do a little better? Until we get to literally every lyric, yeah. It's collaborative among all of us.
I have to say, we all talk a lot, if you haven't noticed. But when we're in a room, I think when we've asked producers and different people to co-write with us or to come into a room, they've been nervous, and they've said, ooh, wait, can we pair off? Or it's all four of you in a room? Are you kidding me? And like they've said, are you sure we want to do this? And when we've gotten down to it, they thought, oh, that's going to be a cat fight. but it never has been. And actually, it's probably some of my favorite personally, my favorite times with the band is
totally.
I feel I grow as a person. For me, I learn more about my best friends here, and I grow as a bandmate. And it's definitely one of my favorite times.
And we trust each other to not judge, so we all feel free to throw ideas out there, and we set our egos aside. And if that wasn't the best idea, then we support whatever the best idea was.
I see a reality TV show. That's what I see. I because you're all very you're all very beautiful. You're all making music. You're all talented, and you all have something to say and a story and a family. And I think this would be a great show. Not only being on the road making music, obviously that's your passion, but I think it'd be interesting to watch. So maybe you guys can pitch that to some networks and see how that goes together. But the new album is out now. It came out recently. They call themselves The Misses. You guys performed at the South by Southwest Festival, you said twice. So the vibe has been great for you guys.
Right, it has.
It was fun.
It was great.
Favorite songs on the new album. Tell us what your favorite songs are.
Oh, that's so hard.
I know. That is hard.
It's like picking a favorite child.
I have one. You mean you don't have one?
What's yours?
No, I'm kidding. Not favorite song. I mean favorite kid. But I'm
favorite
that's
child.
That's a whole other story.
I love it.
Favorite songs. So if you guys could collectively agree on something that you say, wow, this song is a can't-miss song.
Ooh.
Give me the story on the can't-miss song.
We had a beautiful experience filming our video for Blink of an Eye. So I think whenever we hear that, it brings back some of those memories, and that was really fun. And we're super excited about the video that's coming out.
Yeah.
So that one's one of the many standout tracks. It's hard to pick. There's no weak song on the album.
That one's really fun to play live, too.
Yeah, it is.
Have you guys collaborated with anybody yet, or is there a plan to collaborate with somebody?
For a tour?
Yeah, like do a Blink track with Chris Martin of Coldplay. Somebody mentioned Coldplay or something like that. Would you like to throw
Chris,
a little
a
guy in the mix there? I don't think there's any guy that would say no to working with you ladies. You're absolutely beautiful.
We are open for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
We have a remix coming out.
Oh, you do? Okay.
With Blink of an Eye. Yeah. We did a remix of Blink of an Eye with Paul Oakenfold. So that's some juicy details that are coming out soon.
Ooh, you gave us the inside scoop. What is your website so that people around the world, because we're broadcasting in 100 countries right now, so where can people go and read more about you online if they want to follow you guys or your social media sites as well?
You can go to themisses.com, and all of our Facebook, Instagram, and everything is The Misses Band.
Well, thank you. You girls are great. And again, I like the music. Congratulations on the success. And when you come to D.C., please come in our studios.
We'd love to.
Thank you so much.
This has been awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Continued success. This is Border Crossings.
And
it's The Misses on The Voice of America.
I always run away.
All right, on the telephone with me right now, one of the hottest names in country music, and no matter what country you're in, it doesn't really matter, country music queen Lauren Alaina is on the phone. How are you, Lauren?
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on all of the success. You just had your very first number one song with Road Less Traveled, the title track to the current album you've released, and you put it out in January, I guess. So congratulations on all of the exciting stuff going on.
Thank you so much. It's crazy. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
And I know.
I'm so very excited.
And you had a big celebration party, and even Meghan Trainor came out to congratulate you and support you.
She did. She actually wrote the song with me.
Oh.
So I wrote it with Meghan and Jesse Frazier. And it's been a while. We probably wrote the song 3 or 4 years ago. It was before Meghan ever even had a record deal. So that was pretty crazy. But I had to have vocal cord surgery, and my parents went through a divorce, and my dad went through rehab for alcoholism, and all of these, like, really crazy things happened that kind of postponed the album, so the song never came out, and then finally it came out, so it's just really crazy, the story behind the song, and...
Why do you keep on staring that mirror, mirror, it ain't fair at all? Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
I'm so thankful because I always knew that song was special, and I was just waiting for the right moment to put it out. And then it went number one, and I'm like having a heart attack.
And you wrote all of the songs, I guess, on your new album, which is also a tremendous accomplishment.
I did. Goodness gracious. I probably wrote close to 300 songs for the album.
Wow.
And I picked my favorite 12. And that was such a crazy process because, you know, as a songwriter, it's really hard to pick your favorites. It's like they're like your children. You can't really pick your favorite kid. It's hard to pick your favorite songs as well because they all mean different things to you. But I really, I wouldn't change a single thing about the album. I worked so hard on it, and I really just wanted to reintroduce myself to everyone because I did take such a break between albums. I, you know, with all of the personal things going on, there were 5 years between my first and second album, which is a really long time in the music business. Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that is kind of risky to take that much time off, and it looks like it didn't hurt you at all. You know, I mean,
I think it actually helped. Well, I think I was able to separate myself. I was so young for the first album. I was 16, and I didn't write the first album. I wrote one song on there, and I didn't, you know, I was on American Idol, and when you're on a show like that, it's such a fast-paced process because they want, you know, management and record labels and all of your teams that I signed to want to use that momentum from the show, because when you're on American Idol, you are like super famous overnight, and they want to use that momentum. But I didn't get to really be involved in the creative process of my album, and so that, I think, that held me back a little bit, you know. And this album, I wrote all of it and got to really reintroduce myself and tell people who I really am. And you know, obviously 6 years goes by and I've changed a lot. I'm an adult now, or I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I think we're all trying to be adults.
So you went from making pizza or working at a CC's Pizza in Georgia to all of a sudden being on television and someone like Steven Tyler saying, you know, she's the one. So that's kind of, that's a fast track to fame.
It was crazy, and I was 15. I was 16 when the show ended. When I got second place, I was 16. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, you know? I mean, what 16-year-old person knows anything about who they are? I didn't know who I was, and it was really crazy. I actually, you know, I was so young, and I was super insecure. I've always been really bubbly and outgoing, but I think I, like, hide some of my feelings with humor. That's just kind of how I protect myself. I laugh everything off. And I actually had an eating disorder really bad for like 6 years. I had the eating disorder when I went on the show. And I was just in this really awkward phase, my like chunky, awkward phase on TV. And people are not always nice. And like everyone had an opinion. And people would say horrible things. And not everyone. I mean, there were way more nice comments than mean comments. But my mom always says you can say 10 nice things to someone and one mean thing and they're going to remember the mean thing.
Right.
So that was really hard for me as a 16-year-old to understand that adults would talk about a child that way. So I had an eating disorder for 6 years, and I got help getting ready for the new album, and that's what I wrote Road Less Traveled about. So it's crazy, like, every bad thing that happened turned into my eating disorder, and that recovery got me my first number one song. And if I could go back and tell my 17-year-old self that, who was so sick and so unhappy, I just wish I could go back and hug her and tell her that. It's crazy how music and music has changed my life. Music has made me such a better person.
I'm
so glad to finally share it.
Did you ever imagine, Lauren, that you would be a role model? You know, you would actually inspire a bunch of girls all around the world look up to you and want to be like Lauren Elena? You know, I mean, that's kind of amazing.
I remember, it was probably 4 years ago, the first time I really realized that. I had a little girl dress up as me for Halloween. And she comes to, like, a lot of my shows. And I just remember thinking, oh, my gosh. She looks to me like I look to Dolly Parton, like I look to Carrie Underwood. And it was this really weird moment for me. But it was this crazy feeling because I looked at that little girl and I remember thinking, I do not want to be a bad example for her. You know, I want, honestly, what I do makes me a better person because I really watch what I do and I'm super protective of my image and the things that I do because I don't ever want to influence someone to do the wrong thing. And I'm not perfect. I mess up every single day like everybody else, but I really do try. You know, I try to be a good person, which I think we all at least try to be a good person, I hope.
Right.
But
right.
I just, you know, that's why I spoke out about my eating disorder and why I spoke out about my parents' divorce, because people look at public figures, I guess is what you would call us. Like, people look at someone like Carrie Underwood, where I met her and got to know her and got to know this business, like a superhero almost. Mm-hmm. And it's really crazy when you realize that those people are actually people, and I just didn't want to hold that back. I want people to know that I am a person and I have problems going on, and we're all struggling and growing and trying to figure out where we're going. And that's kind of what my message is as an artist. I just want to be real. I want little girls that look up to me to feel comforted when they don't feel secure in their skin, to know that if they look up to me and they think I'm really great and, you know, they think wonderful things about me, and then they know that I think not so wonderful things about myself sometimes, that may comfort them and make them want to love who they are more. And that's my goal, you know.
Music
connects us all. So it's a win-win for me, because I love music and I want to use that, you know, as a way to help people.
Yeah, a lot of people make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're human, and that's part of being human. But not everybody's got a camera crew following them everywhere they go, or photographers in their face at every turn. But I guess that's the life that you're leading now by choice, I assume. So
I chose to live that life. Yeah, and it was really hard for me. I didn't really choose it at 16. I didn't understand that trying out for my favorite show would give me that life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best decision I've ever made, because I really do think that this is what I'm supposed to do, and I don't have a backup plan, so this is all I want. And I'm glad that I was so young when I got into it, because I grew up in it now. Mm-hmm. and it's all I know, and I love it. I really, really, really love it.
Well, you're still young at 22, and you're a regular at the Grand Ole Opry and all the other things. I mean, I want to touch on some of the other things going on that are very exciting for you. First of all, there's a movie, Road Less Traveled, is now a movie that just became available that people can get on Amazon and iTunes. And you actually, you're an actress in this film, and you play somebody named Charlotte, right? Why didn't you play Lauren? Why Charlotte?
Well, because it's not about me.
Oh, okay.
And it's not about me at all. I used 5 or 6 songs from the album throughout the movie. It was just really, I used it as a marketing tool for my music, a different way to get my music out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to act, and I've never really gotten to pursue it, because obviously I've been so busy pursuing music. And it really just happened so naturally and so beautifully. This company came to my record label and asked if they had any artists that they thought would be able to act, and my label picked me, which is crazy because they have 50 acts over there, so that was a huge compliment.
Wow.
And then I really got to – I am a really creative person. I love the creative process of anything. I like to write stories and songs, and just that's what I live for. And I got to help in the writing process of the movie. I got to act in the movie. I got to do the music in the movie.
Have you been bitten by the acting bug? I mean, they talk about the acting bug. Now you've had a taste of acting.
Oh, I'm obsessed with it. Like, I want to be on every Criminal Minds episode ever.
Well, you're beautiful and you're so talented. I'm sure that if that's what you want to do, that you're going to get all of Hollywood calling you very soon to be in the different films. And congratulations on your CMT Music Award that you just got a week ago. I understand you got the award you wanted when you showed up that night.
I did. You know, I mean, it was the one I want. I got 3 nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've been going to these award shows for 6 years, and I think I had a nomination the very first year.
Yeah.
And then I haven't really had one at the CMT Awards since. So it was crazy for me to have 3 nominations. I was so excited. And I wanted to win Breakthrough because I felt like this was my year to break through. I finally felt like I kind of kicked that door down and started proving myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously female, I was up for female, and I did not expect to win that. Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood were in that category, and I don't see myself as in their league. You know, I'm not at that league, mm-hmm. in that league. So, and then Social Superstar was my other one, and I was up against people who have a lot more followers online than I do, so I didn't really expect to win that one either. I wanted to win Breakthrough because it's been such a crazy year for me, and it feels like such a breakthrough. But honestly, I did not expect to win it. I mean, the competition in that category, I love those other artists. I mean, Brett Young. I mean, John. I mean, the people in that category, I just could not comprehend ever beating them.
Right.
And then when they called my name, clearly, if you watch the clip of me accepting that award, you can tell I was not prepared. I forgot to thank everyone I should have thanked. I mean, I didn't thank my record label. I didn't thank country radio. I didn't thank my agency, Blake McDaniels, my agent who has worked so hard for me. Like, I didn't thank my family. I left so many people out because I was so shocked that they called mine. I didn't prepare a speech. I kind of thought, like, oh, who should you thank if you win? But I put it back in the back of my head because I really did not expect to win. Mm-hmm. So when they called my name, you can see the complete shock on my face.
And
I was like, I kissed my boyfriend and almost missed. I was so distraught.
And it you were handed the award by Reba McEntire.
And Reba is one of my heroes. Reba is one of everyone's heroes.
Oh, of course.
And my manager managed and worked with Reba for 20 years. So it was this really crazy moment. I just look up to her so much.
Mm.
This is just crazy moment of, like, I can't believe this is my life. And did I fall asleep in my seat and I'm going to wake up in a minute and, like, be really disappointed? And then, I mean, I still can't believe it, honestly.
Well, you are so talented, Lauren, really. I mean, and songwriting and singing, performing, you own the stage. And, the Rascal Flatts have you on their album. You're the only guest on their 10th album, Back to Us. So, you know, they called you to do this.
It's crazy. I've always loved them, too. And when I got the call to do that, you should have seen me. I jumped up and down for about 10 minutes. because I grew up singing their songs and loving Gary's voice, just like everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, it's such a good feeling when other artists start recognizing you and start appreciating what you do. And I mean, yeah, I love those three guys. I think they're so talented, and it was so nice of them to put me on that album.
Now, I want to go back to, you know, when you talked about being a role model. What kind of advice would you give somebody that's coming up? That you know, you did it in an unconventional way. You know, you were on American Idol and kind of got famous quickly overnight. And you, 2012, you got, the ACM Award for, I think it was Artist of the Year or something like that.
It was, yeah.
That's vocal, unbelievable.
Thank you. I guess my advice would be don't take no for an answer, because I got so many no's over the last 6 years. And I think that everything happens at the right time, and we don't get to decide when that time is. And I guess just be patient. And if you know it's what you're meant to do, then you just have to keep doing it. And no matter how many no's or how many setbacks or how many letdowns you get, it's never over until you decide it's over. And I just never decided it was over. And now I have a number one song. I just won that award. I have a movie. I have a brand new single called Doing Fine that's at country radio right now that hopefully will be another number one song. You just can't ever stop.
Now tell me about Doing Fine. I want to know what that song's all about.
So that song is about my parents' divorce and my dad's alcoholism. It was a really crazy year. My mom asked my dad for a divorce, and he checked himself into rehab. And then they ended up getting divorced after he got out of rehab. And my mom married a family friend, and my dad married a 30-year-old. And you name it, my family did it. And I live a country song every day. And I was like, well, heck, I better write one about it. So it really is just all about my family. But the point behind the song is we're all broken and we're all doing our best. And, like, I got so tired of pretending I'm this perfect. I was trying to be this perfect, super thin, super blonde, perfect family. I was trying to be all of these things I'm not. And finally, I got to a point where I was just done with it. And I was like, I'm telling people who I am, and they can like me or not, but I'm not pretending to be something I'm not anymore. And this song was kind of the first step in that direction. And it is, it's brutally honest about my family. Mm-hmm. But it's freeing, and it's who I am, and they're my family, and I love them. And we all make mistakes, and we're all, you know, trying to do the best we can. And I'm just tired of hiding my mistakes in the closet, because that door was about to burst wide open. And I just gently tugged it open and kind of let the thing fall on the floor rather than pushing it shut until it just slammed me in the face eventually. Wow. So it's super personal, but I really want, like I said, with this album, I want to tell who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's what Doing Fine does.
Well, we are so happy to have you on the show, and so thrilled at all of the great things that are happening to you. And Road Less Traveled, number one on country, the new album, the movie. Lauren Lena is, she's everywhere, and she's so talented, and Doing Fine is the new single. So get a copy of the new album anywhere you can get an album, whether it be iTunes or Amazon or wherever your local record stores are, CD stores. Make sure you get a copy. And if you have a chance to catch her on tour, she's on the road now, the Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Everyday Tour with Luke Bryan. That must be fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. I actually start that tour tomorrow. So I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Have you sat down and talked to Luke?
Yeah, I know Luke. I actually toured with him in 2012 with Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. And he is such a great guy. I love him so much. And I love everybody in their camp. They treated me like family back in 2012. And he's been good to me ever since. He calls me his little sister. So I'm really excited to be back out there with him.
Wow. Well, right now we are reaching many people in many places on the planet. We're also reaching the troops. And I know that the troops love country music. And I know you love the troops. And I want to give you a chance to say hi if there's anything you'd like to say.
Listen, guys, I want you to know the impact that you have on us. I get to do what I love every single day because of the sacrifices you're making, and it's not going unnoticed. My dad was in the Army when I was little. I don't really remember it. He got out when I was 4, I think. But I was raised to appreciate the military and to appreciate what you guys do, and you are making a difference. And my prayers and my love and my support are with you always.
Well, we love you, Lauren. Lauren Elena, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. Congratulations. Road Less Traveled is the album and the current number one hit. And Lauren's on the road. And please do come in the studio. Let us tape a TV interview the next time you're here in Washington, D.C. We'd love to have you on the VOA TV.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren. All the best to you. You're wonderful. We love your music. Love you, too. You're a great person.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Someone let your secret out. Everybody around here is talking about how your knight in shining armor let you down. This is what you wanted, baby, now you got it. Something's wrong and you can't put your finger on it. Could it be that maybe you did that to me, baby? We'll be right back.
comes back around. It's been that way forever. Baby, just look at you now.
Well, thank you so much for listening to our Border Crossings program today, and I hope you enjoyed both artists we featured today. Thank you again to the Misses and to Lauren Lena for joining us here on our special Border Crossings program. I want to thank Vince Bonner, who put together the show today. My name is Larry London. Have a great evening, and we'll catch you again soon right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.